Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 23rd para was recited, Wamaliyah, and beginning was Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is referred to as the Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran Sharif. And the heart normally by which it pumps the blood throughout the body. So the Yasin, the subject matter in Yasin is our aqaid, our beliefs. And the three main beliefs, system. One is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Risalat, the messengership of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And the third thing is Akhirat, the life of the year after. So those three things, Allah ta'ala has mentioned them very briefly on the first page. And then in detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions each of them separately. So if these beliefs are very strong in a person, then a person's heart is very strong. All other amal will come into a person's life. So a person actually has to make effort on these three things. The yaqeen of these comes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. And the belief that whatever the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam brought to us is 100% true, not to make up a mock of it. And thirdly, to have yaqeen in akhirat, the life of the year after. When a person has got this, then the person's iman is strong. The more it's built up, the more stronger a person's iman is. And a person will progress much more in deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Yasin, we are encouraged to try and read it every day. It comes in a narration that whoever reads Surah Yasin, fi sadrin nahar, in the beginning portion of the morning, Qudiyat hawa'iju, all his needs for the day will be fulfilled. And a person who reads Surah Yasin one time, he will get the reward of reading the Quran Sharif 10 times, the whole Quran 10 times. There are great virtues of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read it by your dead people. People who are about to pass away, we read it for them also. But it's not only for the dead people, it's for us actually, to get our yaqeen, our beliefs correct. So anyhow, in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about some people who went to a certain village, Antakya, and they called the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People were not prepared to accept. Three messengers went to them. Eventually, one another person, he also came running from the side, Habib Najjar. He was a carpenter. And he told them, اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. Follow those people who are not asking you for money, and they are rightly guided. And follow these people. They want to take you towards Akhirah, the year after. وَمَا لِيَ, what's wrong with me? That I do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created me. And we all have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave them the da'wat of iman, but they were not prepared to accept him. And unfortunately, they went and they killed him. And when they killed him also, he went to Jannah. He saw the place what Allah has given him in Jannah. At that time also he said, Ya Alayta Qawmi Ya Alamun, if only my people knew how Allah forgave me, how Allah honored me, and Allah gave me such a high status. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that this person was a well-wisher for his people in this dunya also and in akhirat also. When he left this world also, he was thinking about his people, that if only they had seen what how Allah forgave me, see me. So he had that concern about his people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is not necessary for us to send a whole big army from the heavens, and now are we coming down to punish these people. One scream, and all of them are destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why were the people like this? Any Rasul came to them, they started mocking him. They started laughing at him, they started mocking at his teachings. They were not prepared to accept. These people were khair khai. They were people of well wishes for us. They wanted to show us the right path, take us towards Jannah. Why didn't the people accept it immediately? Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the signs of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the day and the night, the changing, the sun and the moon, all of these things a person must look at, the transportation Allah ta'ala has given us, the dead earth, how it comes back to life, all of these are signs of the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Akhirat, the life of the year after, that one day, the trumpet, the trumpet will be blown, and you will see everybody waking up from the graves and going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will come out of the life of the grave. They will say, "Man ba'athana min marqadina," who woke us up from our resting place? We were resting, even though they went through punishment in the qabr. But the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, they will think that we were sitting in a resting. We have been resting in comfort also. And then it will be this one scream. Allah says, suddenly everyone will be standing in front of us. On that day, whatever actions a person had done, he will be recompensed accordingly. The people of Jannah, they will be enjoying themselves even on the plains of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala will give them enjoyment, fi shughul in fa'kun. They will be in great enjoyment, involved in different activities, and their wives will be sitting on thrones, relaxing and reclining. Inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give them, and there will be fruits for these people. Whatever they desire, salam, qawla min rabbir rahim. Allah Ta'ala will actually send salams to them. What a great honor and a great, Allah Ta'ala will say, you are in salamat, you are in peace now. No problems for you. Other people will go through difficulty, but you have got forever and forever, you are in safety. And it will be said to them, Mumtazu al-yawma ayyuhal mujrimun, oh sinners, you separate today from these people. Sinners must go different jamaats will be made up. And Allah Ta'ala will say, oh children of Adam, didn't I tell you people, don't ever worship shaitan, don't follow shaitan, he is your open enemy. Follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the right path. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close up our mouth, then the hands will start speaking, the legs will start speaking, different parts of the body will start testifying against a person, that Allah Ta'ala, this person has done this action. So a person has to have this always within himself, that we have to prepare for this day, the day of Qiyamah. And whatever gunas and sins a person does, remember that part of the body will testify against him. Some narrations, it comes, the first thing to testify against a person will be his left thigh. A person committed zina, committed fornication, adultery, he used his thigh. So that will be the first thing to testify against a person. But if a person has done any wrong, and as soon as he makes tawbah, and normally there are four witnesses against a person, and one of the witnesses against a person on the day of Qiyamah will be his body parts. But the minute you make tawbah, the body parts also will forget. Allah Ta'ala will make them forget. And on the day of Qiyamah, they won't testify against a person. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Whenever we do any wrong, immediately a person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Safat. In Surah Safat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks especially about tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels are standing in steps. They are also worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them are following the commands of Allah ta'ala. They are moving the clouds in the skies, moving it wherever Allah ta'ala has commanded them. Some of them are making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are huge creations of Allah ta'ala. They are also saying, Inna ilahakum la wahid, that your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. These huge creations of Allah ta'ala testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas they themselves could have said that we are God, or they could have started that you must worship us. But they are also saying Allah ta'ala is one. So to a greater extent, oh insan, you are so weak, so useless. Why don't you worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are clear proofs that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nobody else. There is no other partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have created the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and everything I have created, and the stars also, and many benefits there are in the stars. So all of this here, think about it and you will realize that there is only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, think about the day of Qiyamah, when you will have to stand up in different groups and answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the main thing will be your tawheed. And it will be said to you people, that when la ilaha illallah was said, yastakbirun, you had pride, you turn away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here the bounties which Allah has kept for the people of Jannah, that they will get their rosy and sustenance, wonderful things to eat just for enjoyment. They will be given great honor in the akhirat, in gardens of great bounties. And they will be sitting on thrones facing one another. All the goblets of wine will be passed upon these people, very tasty and enjoyable. And they will never get drunk because of that day. They won't get headaches because of that. The women folk will be with them, the hurs of Jannah, beautiful women, big eyes. And the gazes also will be fixed to the husband also. They won't look at anybody else, only looking at the husband. So much of love they will have for them. And they're very beautiful looking. And the people will be sitting in Jannah and discussing. And one person amongst them will say, they will be having a discussion in Jannah. I had one friend in this world, and he denied akhirat. He didn't believe in the life of the hereafter. And he used to tell me, أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. Do you actually believe in all of this nonsense? You must use your brains a little bit. This doesn't make sense at all. How can a person, when he dies, we become sand and we become bones? How are we going to wake up on the day of Qiyamah? So then it will be said, Do you want to see now where exactly this person is? And the people will look, and they will see him in the depths of Jahannam, and Jahannam. And then he will say, Tallahi, I take a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you tell his friend, you could have turned me away from the path, you could have destroyed me completely. If it wasn't for the favor and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I also would have been together with you today. And so therefore a person has to be very careful of his friends. الرجل على دين خليله. A man is on the deen of his friends. Every one of you must look exactly who his friends are. A company has a great effect upon a person. If a person really wants to change his life, stay away from evil friends and stay in the company of good people. Automatically, without much mujahada and sacrifice, you'll get this feeling within yourself always to do good and righteous actions. And if a person is a good person, but he stays in wrong company, wrong environment, automatically he'll be pulled away towards evil. So this person here, because of the favor of Allah Ta'ala, he was successful. He was saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, this person will say, now we only had one death. Death has come to an end now. Now we have to, we will live forever and forever in Akhirat. And he will say, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَفَوْزُ الْعَفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success that I call Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For things like this, people must make amal, people must practice, they must put their full effort towards it. And look at the people of Tawheed, those who believed in one, the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah Ta'ala helped and assisted him. So we must have the Tawheed. The success is for the people of Tawheed in the dunya also and in Akhirat also. So Nuh alayhi salam, one example Allah Ta'ala gives, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala gives examinations in life. Two examinations I mentioned here. One is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he broke the idols in time where these people, they wanted to cause harm to him, threw him in the fire also. But Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance was with him. Eventually Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was successful. And he left these people, he went for hijrat. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah give me pious children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him glad tidings of a youngster who will have a lot of shilm and forbearance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he reached a certain age, then Allah Ta'ala tested him, that you must slaughter this the son of yours. He saw him in a dream. He slaughtered his son. And then he spoke to his son. What tarbiyat was made of the son? His son said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'umar, do fa'al ma tu'umar, do whatever you have to do. Inshallah, you will find me a person who will make sabr. When he and the father and the son, they both accepted the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they put the youngster down, Ismail alayhi salam down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, definitely you pass your examination, and we will reward those who do good. Right to the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole world will remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his great qurbani which he had made. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Until the day of Qiyamah, we have left praises for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. People will always speak good of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, this is not only for him. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whoever got this quality of ikhlas, to do good actions, righteous actions, good actions, in this way we will recompense them, we will reward them. He was our servant, our banda, who had iman within himself. This is the great reward Allah has kept for him. Similarly, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he made an error, and he left his people without the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then eventually, the fish swallowed him, and he had made tasbih. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, if it wasn't for making tasbih and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَلَبِثَ فِيْثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have remained in the stomach of the animal, of the fish, till the day of Qiyamah. But because he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difficulty and problem he was in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of the day. So this is actually a lesson for us, that tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must bring within ourselves. In there, a person will find his true success. Obviously, there will be examinations in his life. But in all our examinations, we must turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in the next surah, Surah Sa'd, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the one main reason why the people of the past were destroyed was they were not prepared to accept the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And the reason for this was because of their pride and their arrogance. Allah Ta'ala said, look at the past nations. So many armies, jamaat came. They were not prepared to accept the Anbiya alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam's people, Qawm Aad, Fir'aun, a very powerful person, but he also, Qawm Thamud, Lut alayhi salam's people, all the different jamaat came. All of them came, illa kadhdhab ar-rusula. They denied the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, my punishment came upon them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other side, there were those servants and bandas of Allah ta'ala who were awwab. They only turned their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the quality we have to bring. As soon as you make a mistake, turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, minor error, such a small thing. That once some people came to him, it was his time of ibadat. And at that time, he had actually said once, that in our house, there are people, the whole family is always making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There isn't any time without it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test Dawud alayhi salam, that all of this is only with my father and my grace. If I have to remove this from you for 1 second, everything will go away. So once Dawud alayhi salam was making ibadat, and these people came on the case, Dawud alayhi salam heard the case and he passed judgment. He was frightened also, these people suddenly came to him. And then Dawud alayhi salam realized that I was tested, that I wasn't supposed to pass the decision now. Because this was my time for ibadat. So now sometime in my house, there wasn't the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala taking place. So immediately he made, this was not a major sin. It was just like a slip of his tongue which he had made. But immediately he realized I made a mistake. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ. He asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah Ta'ala said, we forgave him. He had a very high status by us. So what a small slip of the tongue. But they were so particular about the day, they would make tawbah for the day also. We make big, big mistakes and so much wrongs we do, but we don't ever turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also. Once he forgot to say insha'Allah. He forgot to say insha'Allah. He said, today I will go and have relations with my wife, and a child will be born from there, and I will use them all in jihad. 100 children or whatever I will get, I'll use them all in jihad. But he forgot to say insha'Allah. So because of that, none of the wives fell pregnant besides one. And then also she gave birth to a child which was deformed, which she passed away. So Sulaiman alayhi salam realized that I never make, I said insha'Allah. So he also turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for this year. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give him such a kingdom which is not appropriate for anyone after him. And Allah ta'ala granted it to him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the wind. They say that some animals came also before Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of this year, he got delayed. He had animals, he was looking at them and inspecting them, and because of that the time of Salat went out, so he missed his Salat. So he was very, very grieved because of this day. It's a mistake, there is no sin for this. But the awliya Allah and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even like mistakes, outward mistakes, what we call errors, they feel very, very ashamed because of this. So he slaughtered all the animals for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, made qurbani of them. In place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the wind, something better, he's better. He gave away his animals, Allah gave him the wind, which served as a means of transport for him. And he took Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wherever he wanted to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no children was born at that time, but Allah ta'ala gave him the jinnat under his control. So whatever a person gives up for Allah's pleasure, or he makes a mistake, he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will definitely bestow that person with something far greater. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he fell into sickness. He also was awwab, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to some ulama, 18 years, after 18 years, he came out of this difficulty. But what was the main thing? Turning his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all of these incidents, we are learning that the importance of turning our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all our bandas and servants, they were all our slaves. They turned their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin. One special quality we had given them was zikr ad-dar. That all the time they had this fikr and concern for akhirat. The object of life was akhirat. This is a quality we have to bring within ourselves to make that the object of our lives. The thinking of akhirat, preparing for akhirat, the life of the year after. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the ending of this surah mentions the importance of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't, then we will get the quality of shaitan. Allah ta'ala commanded everyone, all the angels, to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. All the angels accepted. But Iblis, he refused to because of this pride. Pride is one thing which will prevent a person from accepting the fruit. And he said, why must I make sajda to this one? Who Allah, because ana khayru min, I am better than him. You Allah, you created me from fire, you created him from sand. So Allah ta'ala said, go, you are rejected. My curses will be upon you till the day of Qiyamah. And shaitan took a custom at that time. He said, Allah, give me a chance. Allah ta'ala accepted his dua. And he was given chance till the day of Qiyamah. And when he said, he took a qasam and an oath that I will destroy every one of them except your chosen servants. You must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah must make us amongst the chosen servants, those who are protected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is definite. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are coming to you, and they're not charging you any money, they're not asking you for any wealth of yours, just to follow the right path. And by means of this, a person will go to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. The last surah which was recited was Surah Zumar. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the importance of ikhlas, sincerity in a person's ibadat. Whatever we are doing, only do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are certain people who call a lot of ikhlas, but the tariqah which they are doing it is completely wrong. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. They say the only reason why we worship these other gods is we want to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention was good. They want to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the tariqah which they were using was completely incorrect. So that also won't be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas you must have within yourself. And the tariqah and the path also is the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which was shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then only a person will be successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, have ikhlas and sincerity in your actions. To everything only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? Think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created the heavens. Allah ta'ala created the earth, the day and the night. Allah ta'ala created human beings. He made partners from us for us. Allah created different animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the wombs of our mother in three layers of darkness. Subhanallah, normally a person when he wants to make something, he needs a lot of light, very huge space, open space. But Allah ta'ala created us in the wombs of our mother where there was complete darkness, no space, no raw materials outwardly. This is ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where can you turn to anybody? Where can you turn to anybody? Where can you turn to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? La ilaha illahu. And if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is independent of you. Allah doesn't need you. What you are doing is only for your own benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when some difficulty comes to human beings, then we see the ikhlas they have. At that time they forget everyone else. They only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have this quality of ikhlas throughout your lives. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says that, yeah, I have been commanded. I must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas and sincerity. Only making it specially for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear punishment upon myself. And say, Allah ha'abudu wa only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making my deen and ibadat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be completely destroyed. So thereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ending mentions, you know, فَمَنْ شَرَحُ اللَّهُ صَدَرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that person who Allah opens up his heart for Islam, that he is on light, he is on guidance. So a person, we must make dua to Allah ta'ala, Allah must open up our heart for Islam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any sign to see that Islam has entered a person's heart, is light in a person's heart? So we must judge ourselves and see. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there are three signs. The first sign is At-tajafi an daril khuyi an daril khuyi an daril ghurur. A person turns his heart away from this world of deception. He understands this world is a life of deception and I must turn my heart away from it. Second thing is Wal-inabatu ila daril khulud. His heart is inclined always to the house, the everlasting house of akhirat, the life of the hereafter. Always he is working towards that. And number three, Al-isti'adad il-maut qabla nuzulihi. He starts preparing for death before death comes to a person. So when these three signs are within a person, it shows that now this person's heart is opened up towards Islam. Islam is really entered the services of the person's heart. Every one of us should judge ourselves. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how will it come into a person? By making tilawat of Quran Sharif, utilizing the Quran Sharif, understanding the Quran Sharif, reading the Quran Sharif, and by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of this year, inshallah, a person's heart will open up and the reality of Islam will come into a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.